This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago man is in police custody in connection with multiple sex crimes against female victims on Chicago's Northwest Side. Chaqib Mansour Cota's 16 felony counts and two misdemeanors include a series of sexual assaults, some armed, in the Logan Square neighborhood. These assaults outraged residents. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says community involvement was helpful in charging Cota, whom he called a predator who terrified the community.
We've heard people's voices. We take these things seriously, regardless of what anyone says or thinks. The men and women who are out there are always working to try to stop something like this because they see the victims. We see the victims.
Crimes occurred between May of 2022 and February of this year. Snelling says there could be more victims who may come forward and encourages sexual assault survivors to call 888-293-2080. Meantime, the Logan Square neighborhood has a new city council representative. Mayor Brandon Johnson chose Cook County Commissioner Anthony Quezada to fill the vacant seat. Quezada says he's concerned about the financial struggles of residents in that ward.
I've always believed that the guiding principle of government must be to do the greatest good and to improve the well-being of everyone, especially the most vulnerable in our communities.
A handful of Johnson's political appointments voted against Quezada's appointment. Quezada has apologized for a social media post he made a decade ago when he was 18 years old, in which he used the N-word. Many black alders voted to confirm Quezada. They say it was a teachable moment for him. If you've tried to get a jump on the growing season, you might want to bring your plants indoors tonight. Blustery snow showers are expected to continue across the Chicago area into tonight, and temperatures will tumble into the mid-20s. National Weather Service meteorologist Ricky Castro says you can expect cold weather for much of this week.
Another system coming in on Wednesday brings some rain. Can't completely rule out some wet snow mixing. Thursday on the lakefront should still be in the 40s. Over the weekend, we do have temperatures warming up to the 50s to around 60 on Saturday.
Blowing snow could impact visibility during the evening commute. That snow, though, should taper off by about 10 o'clock tonight. And if you're a parent or guardian in Chicago, you might want to start thinking about summer camp. The Chicago Park District registration for summer camp starts on Monday next week, Monday morning at 9 a.m. This is when families can sign up for summer programs that will be held virtually and in parks west of California Avenue. And then on Tuesday the 15th, online registration will be available for programs at parks east of California Avenue. Park District day camps are scheduled to begin on June 23rd. Weather, we do have a windy, chilly day, some scattered snow, temperatures in the mid-30s. Tonight, more scattered snow showers and then clearing skies overnight, a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.